In this practice, we are going to be working with our tinnitus. And so if at any time you become triggered, please stop the meditation and take care of yourself. Well, let's begin by settling into place. You can do this practice seated on a chair, on a meditation cushion, lying on the floor, or even standing up if you wish. We'll begin by centering our body, finding the weight of our feet on the floor, feeling the weight of our seat in the chair, our hands either folded in the lap or resting on our thighs. We like our back to be erect but not rigid. Closing the eyes or keeping them comfortably softly open on the ground in front of you. Breathing in through the nose and out through the nose at a normal pace. And then locating the breath wherever you are feeling it strongest in the body. In usually one of two places is the most supportive for this task, either the rising or falling of the belly, or the air as it goes into and out of the nostrils. We're also going to be working with other possible anchors for our attention in this practice. We'll start by trying to find a breath in one of those places and holding your attention there. Noticing when it wanders off and then bringing the attention gently back to the breath. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, that you're breathing out. The attention wanders off. We notice it and bring the attention back to the breath. Could try as well to search for another anchor. And these anchors are locations where we feel we can ground our attention in a part of the body that is not being triggered, that feels settled and neutral, or perhaps even in a positive sense. A couple of places that are often useful for this task are the feet. If there is a rumbling or tingling in the belly, the feet can be a wonderful ground to hold your attention. The legs for some are a very strong foundation, and that may be a place to hold your attention. Or you may even find a sound. Perhaps you have a sound in the background you're listening to that you find pleasant or comfortable to be with, and you can try placing your attention on that. So, working for a few moments and trying to go between the anchors and seeing what works for you. Breath in the belly, feet, legs, perhaps the hands, sound. Just going back and forth until you find a place you're comfortable resting your attention. And then holding your attention there, lightly, noticing when it wanders off, and bringing the attention gently back to that anchor. So as we work with our tinnitus, the anchor will be the place to which you will return if you feel triggered, It will be there waiting for you. And if you are not able to find a ground in that trigger, then by all means, please stop the practice and come back to it at another time. But if you're ready, we're going to gently turn our attention specifically towards the sound of the tinnitus, as if we had a spotlight and we're focusing it where we thought the tinnitus was. And we're going to do so gently, in a curious manner, recognizing that any aggression or hostility towards the tinnitus only increases the sense of threat in our body. And as we will say often in this class, what we resist persists. So we are not trying to push it out. We're not trying to push it away. We're just noticing it, gently approaching it in an air of curiosity, as if we were walking gently toward a small animal in the woods we did not want to disturb, but wanted to get a peek at. And we want to notice what our response is. That is what we are physically feeling as we turn towards the tinnitus. What our thoughts might be, and what emotions might be arising. Noticing that the experience of tinnitus is not a simple phenomenon, but these components, the sound which is generating a reaction in ourselves of emotions and thoughts and physical sensations. It's a matrix of events occurring. We want to just notice what's going on, if we can sense it, and sit with it, just for a few breaths. And then when you've had enough of this, bringing the attention back to the anchor, wherever you found it, and breathing into that. Perhaps it is the weight of the feet on the floor. Perhaps it is the rise and fall of the belly, or some sound you are generating. But focusing your attention there and breathing. And when you're ready, going back to the tinnitus, again with that same gentleness and curiosity, approaching it softly, recognizing really it's just your body trying to process a signal as best as it can and failing sort of miserably at the task. We want to recognize that there is no attempt to harm us. It's not there to endanger us. It's just there. And we can be with it, noticing our thoughts, our physical feelings, and our emotions, and seeing if you can let our reaction drop for, again, even a breath. Noticing what the pure experience of the tinnitus without adding any thoughts, emotions, what that looks like. And then coming back to your anchor. Breathing in, know that you're breathing in. Breathing out, know that you're breathing out. And you can continue to work like this, pendulating between the tinnitus and your anchor for as long as you're comfortable, or you can end the practice here.